We on? Hello? Good? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was hoping for a malfunction, you guys would get a break. We travel a lot, even overnight trips. I can't speak for the rest of you, but I tend to overpack. Bring things I really don't need. I don't plan on it, it just builds up. Okay, that wasn't supposed to happen. Ah, here we go. All right. So, we overpack. Who overpacks? Okay, nobody here has anything on my wife. Okay. But for an overnight, I bring things, I overpack. I bring sweatpants. Why? I don't know. I bring t-shirts. I gotta have a t-shirt, that's fine. Socks. Gotta have socks. That's good. Seems like a logical choice. What else do you got? Okay, well, a pair of shorts. That's fine. Makes sense. Well, here's what can't leave home without it. Right? Okay. I'm not going to throw this one. I'm going to lay this one down. Go Dodgers. We pack all kinds of things. Some things that we need, some things that we don't. Like, why did I pack one slipper? Just one slipper. Don't know. I have no idea. Masking tape. I have no idea. It's one more thing to carry. Hairspray. Okay. Shoelace. Why do I pack? More stuff to carry. Relatively important at my age. Okay. The things we pack. But, like, why in the world but I carry and burden myself with my Christmas chonies. I don't know. But we have a tendency to overpack. And as I put everything in a pile here, we don't overpack just when we travel, just physically. We overpack mentally. We carry too much. Burdens too heavy. What do we carry inside? Rejection. We carry rejection. We carry other things that are burdensome. We carry loneliness. Not something we need to carry. Fear. We carry fear. Different strokes for different folks, but we carry fear. Illness, something else we carry. And grief. Is Dorothy here? Dorothy's not here. Okay. I was going to get on her for crying last week. Because there's a little chance I might do it today. So, we carry far more baggage than we should. It's a burden for us. This morning I'd like to talk a little bit about King David and what he offers us to help us with the baggage and the burden. Now, the sermons are supposed to be a lesser or minor character from the Old Testament, a person who is maybe somewhat obscure, and David certainly isn't that. Obscure. But I thought, you know, my sermons are obscure, so maybe that qualifies. Now, what do we know about David? Most of us know that David was the second of many kings of Israel. We know that he beat Goliath, a giant. rock, slingshot, hit him in the head. Goliath falls. David runs over, takes his sword, chops off his head. David wins. We also know that King David had the hots for Bathsheba. Not a good thing. Because David had her husband killed so he could have her for himself. It's a funny thing, in a way, because David was a great king and a godly man, but he still fell short of the glory of God. That's David as an adult. Let's talk about David as a boy. David grew up, he was born in Bethlehem. Youngest of 8 sons. And as a child, he learned how to be a shepherd. He learned the importance of being a shepherd. And how a shepherd was responsible for the safety and security of the flock. How the shepherd had to lead the flock to green pastures to eat, water to drink. David knew that a good shepherd would bond and actually form a relationship with his flock. This morning, what I'd like to do is I'd like to focus on what David learned as a boy, as a shepherd. More specifically, the metaphor that he uses as inspiration for the 23rd Psalm. And, John, if we could put that up there, thank you very much. Now, generally, sermons are started, and there's a prayer or a blessing or something of that nature to ask that the sermon goes well. And while I certainly need that, today I'd like to ask everybody if we could all together say this prayer to start us off. Kind of a group involvement thing. So if we could all do that, that would be fantastic. Ready? This is Psalms 23, Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life. Amen and thank you. Change from long eyes to short eyes. This has always been one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And what I'd like to do is talk about it briefly. And we'll notice, and we can see how David compares the way a shepherd cares for his sheep with the way that God loves us. Now, if we look at how it starts, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. See, David begins this passage by reminding us that God provides for his children. He is affirming that the Lord, the God of Israel, our shepherd, is involved in a deep and meaningful relationship with us. It means that we, you and I, are cherished objects of God's affection. And he will provide for us, always. If we trust in God as our shepherd, then we need to remember that he will provide for us. This is what a shepherd does. He loves his sheep. For him, there is no greater reward than seeing his flock content and flourishing. In the same way, God finds satisfaction and providing for us. He provides nourishment needed for our souls. We lack nothing. With God as our shepherd, we can find absolute content in His care. Now think about David. His life wasn't a breeze. He was a man that knew poverty and hardship. He experienced anguish, torment, rejection, betrayal. Yet in spite of all of those difficulties, David was able to say, "He makes me lie down in green pastures." See, David knew he was in the presence of his shepherd. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, our shepherd. He supplies us with everything we need to thrive. And if we can confidently say, "The Lord is my shepherd," then we must know that there's nothing that we lack. Now David continues, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." I think this is where David is reminding us that God comforts his children. David knew that a good shepherd would lead his flock gently but persistently through the paths that twist and turn through those dark valleys of our lives. And while these dark valleys can be overwhelming and frightening, with God as our shepherd, we have nothing to fear. This is my place. I just need a minute. Dorothy. Some of us are walking through such a valley right now. Illness. Finances. Rejection. Sorry, folks. It's never happened. Illness, finances, rejection, whatever your valley is, you can rest assured knowing that God is your shepherd. One more time. Having the knowledge that God is with us makes all the difference in our lives. Whatever it is we're facing, we're not alone. The Lord is with us to guide us and get us through the dark valleys. For his sheep, the presence of the shepherd is comforting. When we're hurting, when we're in trouble, rather than measuring the size of the mountain in front of us, we should talk to the one who can move that mountain. Instead of holding on to the burdens that we carry, talk to the one who holds the entire universe. If we look at verses 5 and 6, we'll see that David changes the imagery from a shepherd to that of a host. "You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Here David is reminding us that God rejoices over his children. To sit at God's table is to enjoy devoted fellowship with him, even in the midst of all the trials and tribulations. God's love, his blessings, pour onto us, and it overflows. Verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." When David uses the word "follow," he's actually describing an active pursuit of God's goodness and mercy. At every moment, for all the days of our lives, God will always be with us at our side. And finally, David closes the psalm with, "And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Folks, for many of us, life's journey has been long and hard. Come on. For many of us, life's journey has been long and hard. and the burdens that we carry, the loss of friends and family. Sorry for the visitors that are here. Okay. The loss of friends and family. Depression, anxiety, bodies that we have that can't sustain our spirit. These things take their toll. These things take their toll. But rest assured that God is with you every step of the way. When the time is right, He's going to bring us home. And while life's journey has its difficulties, the final destination will be glorious. King David is said to have known the heart of the Lord. And I think the 23rd Psalm is a gift for us from him. It inspires us to remember God's grace and guidance in a chaotic and uncertain world. And as weird as it sounds, it inspires me to know that David wasn't perfect. Yet despite all of his sins, he followed God, he trusted God, and he loved God. In the New Testament, in the book of John, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." In closing this morning, we're going to do this one more time, but we're going to do it a little differently. I can find that microphone, a handheld. I'm going to have somebody come up. Thank you, Bill. I'm going to have somebody very special come up, and they are going to read this to us from a slightly different perspective. You, Psalm 23.
Good morning. Today's scripture is from Psalm 23. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass, me beside the quiet streams. He gives me the strength. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Amen.
Can't top that, folks. Says it all. Amen.